Foggles is planned, more and more parents in Bloomington Normal will be going back into work in June and July after months of being furloughed or working from home. Soon they'll be asking the same question they did when this all started. What am I going to do with my kids? Bloomington Normal's working parents will have options, but fewer of them, and they'll look different. Take Little Jewel's Learning Center, for example. It has three locations in Bloomington Normal, serving around 350 families. It's been closed since March 30th and is now planning to reopen June 1st. That's presuming McLean County moves into what's called Phase 3 of the Governor's Restore Plan. Phase 3 allows for limited child care and summer programs with approved safety guidance. Other child care options would open in Phase 4. Here's Mary Beth Lowry, Director of Operations at Little Jewels.
These parents need somewhere to take their children so they can go back to work. So I think that we're a really important part of that reopening.
When it does reopen, things will look different at Little Jewels. Classes will likely be smaller, its school-age program will take fewer field trips, and teachers will be wearing masks.
Things change day to day, too. It's hard to keep up with everything.
The Bloomington Normal YMCA has been offering emergency child care for essential workers' families since mid-March, serving about 20 kids every day. Director of Youth Development Sarah Tunnell says they do daily temperature checks, staff wears masks, and they clean everything.
Our kids are like growing, which is a beautiful thing in a situation where a lot of kids are struggling.
Normally, the YMCA would open its summer day camps as soon as school gets out. Typically has about 200 kids at North Point Elementary and another 75 at O'Neill Park. The YMCA hopes to be able to expand its emergency child care program to more families by June 1st, then offer that full summer day camp starting July 1st. One challenge is staying under the 50-person maximum capacity spelled out in Phase 4 of the governor's plan, which could still be in place in July. Tunnell says they're trying to find additional locations so they can split up those 275 or so kids and stay under that 50-person threshold.
We have been having great conversations with some community partners. I think there's a lot of people who are nervous, which makes sense. And so, you know, what spaces are we going to have access to? When can we start? That's a big one.
Other options just won't exist at all. Illinois State University has canceled its summer camps and all summer activities through July 31st. The YWCA, McLean County's Young Wonders program, will still have summer camps starting June 1st, spots for about 100 kids. Limited camp programs will also be available at Children's Discovery Museum in Normal. Other programs are still a maybe, including the summer day camps offered by Bloomington and Normal Parks and Rec. They served over 350 kids last summer. After several weeks closed, Katie's Kids Learning Center reopened a week ago to begin offering emergency child care for essential workers, now serving about 50 families split between two Twin City locations. When McLean County enters Phase 3, owner Katie Stelmartis says she'd like to have the option of using all 8 of her classrooms, each with up to 10 kids, to serve more families. She says they think they can do that safely without any intermingling between the classrooms.
These kids have been out of school for, 6 weeks now. And they've been off of a routine and normalcy, and so I really feel like, especially school age, like, I don't know what our community is going to do with summer programs, but small programs like ours, I would think, would be pretty desirable.
See more on this story about childcare at WGLT.org.